Welcome to Missionary Echoes, a ministry of the God's Missionary Church of Lebanon, Pennsylvania at 2127 Hill Street. I am Pastor Alan Walter, thanking you for joining us today, and trust your heart will be blessed as we worship the Lord together.
Who is on the Lord's side? Who will serve the King? Who will be His helpers?
Who will leave the world's side? Who will face the foe?
Who is on the Lord's side? Who for Him will go? By Thy call of mercy, by Thy grace divine, we are on the
Well, good morning, my friend, and welcome to Missionary Echoes. I'm Pastor Joel, joining you once again in the studio this morning. The story goes that years after the death of President Calvin Coolidge, it was found out that early in the days of his presidency, Coolidge awoke one morning in his hotel room to find a burglar going through his pockets. Coolidge spoke up, asking the burglar not to take his watch chain because it contained an engraved charm he wanted to keep. Coolidge then engaged the thief in quiet conversation and discovered that he was a college student who had no money to pay his hotel bill or buy a ticket back to his campus. Coolidge then counted $32 out of his wallet, yes, the wallet he had persuaded the young man to give back to him, declared the money to be a loan, and advised the young man to leave the way he had come in so as to avoid the Secret Service. The story goes that, yes, the loan was later paid back. Mercy is an amazing thing, isn't it? It's in those moments when you deserve justice. In this case, the young burglar, he deserved to be caught. He deserved to pay a penalty. But he received mercy instead. This morning, I'd like to remind us that we serve a merciful God. And in this month of Thanksgiving, God's mercy is something we can be very thankful for.
I spoke up
Yes, God's mercy is truly a wonderful thing, isn't it? Let's look to our Lord in prayer this morning. Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your blessing. We thank you, Lord, that you're a merciful God. And Lord, in the moments when we're guilty of sinning against you, we know that we can look to you and find forgiveness and a Savior and help in those times. Lord, you see each listener this morning. You know their heart. You know exactly where they stand before you. Lord, I pray that if they don't have a relationship with you, if they don't know you as their personal Lord and Savior, that they would turn their heart toward you and find you to be a merciful Savior, a loving God, a heavenly Father who could be trusted in the darkest of times. Lord, for this program this morning, we ask that your will be accomplished and that you'd give us help, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This program is an outreach of the God's Missionary Church at 2127 Hill Street in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. If you don't have a church family, I invite you to join us each Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school, 10:30 for a morning worship service, and 6 o'clock for an evening worship service. On Wednesday nights, we have a prayer and praise service at 7 o'clock p.m. I hope you'll be able to join us in person for our services, but if not, you can always go to LebanonGMC.com where you can watch live broadcasts of our services, find out about upcoming events, and even share prayer requests with us. That's LebanonGMC.com.
I have started out to follow Jesus. Every day, every hour I want to be just a little more like my blessed Jesus. The Jordan, what a wonderful Savior is he. In his footsteps I will always follow, in his ever gracious presence I would be. Though the storms of life may rage, my Lord will guide me. What a kind and faithful Savior is he. Oh, wonderful, wonderful is Jesus. He gave his life on cruel Calvary. He'll be there when I start to cross the Jordan. What a wonderful Savior is he. Wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is he. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my redeemer.
Lord, praise his name. Oh, wonderful, oh, so wonderful is Jesus.
God is always deserving of our praise. You know, sometimes I don't really know how to express it adequately of how good God is when talking with people. But I've personally been blessed, and I've had the privilege to stand by and watch as God was blessing others as well. In our scripture for today, Psalm 136, it's a bit repetitive, but there's a truth here that I want each of us to think about. You can't miss the theme of the chapter if you read through it, for it's repeated many times. But if you will, hold on to this truth, it will change your life and how you witness to others as well. Psalm 136, beginning to read at verse number 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. And the moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. Well, did you catch it? Do you have any idea of the theme of this chapter? How many of you learned your ABCs by singing a song? You know, if your memory can catch information and retain it without repeating the information multiple times before it sticks, I'm jealous of you. Repetition for most of us is the key to retention. And this psalm uses repetition to help remind us and help us keep and preserve this thought. For his mercy endureth forever. It seems like it was promoted by King David to be used in divine worship. It's highly probable that if you were to visit the tabernacle in David's time or the temple in Solomon's time, you'd hear these words ringing out at some point during the worship service. This was used to remind everyone that there was hope for the future. Adam Clark's commentary says that one way this phrase could be translated would be, "For his tender mercy is to the coming age," pointing to the redemption of the world by the Lord Jesus. Now think of the impact repeating this phrase would have on the nation of Israel in passing on that hope for the future to the coming generations. It was something that young children could go about repeating until their mothers demanded silence, or the discouraged could be reminded of the faithfulness of God through it. And even the old could testify of the truth contained within the words, "For his mercy endureth forever." In those first 9 verses, we're reminded of God's mercy to all mankind. And really, there's a lot to unpack here if we had the time. For you preachers, there's a number of 3-point outlines you could develop from these verses. First, each of the 3 verses mentions a different name of God, specifically Lord, all caps, meaning Jehovah or the self-existent God, also meaning eternal in verse 1. We see God from the Elohim or the supreme God in verse 2. And Lord, translated from Adonai, meaning the sovereign ruler or controller, in verse 3. Verse 4 speaks to his power. Verse 5 speaks of his wisdom. Verse 6 speaks of his creativity. And verse 7 reminds us of his ability to create wonder in us through the creation of the stars. Verse 8 reminds us of his faithfulness during the day by providing the sun to sustain life on this earth. And verse 9 reminds us of his watchful care that keeps us even in the night. So let's keep going in the chapter here. Verse 10 says, "To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever, and brought Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever, with a strong hand, with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever, and made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endureth forever, but overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever, and slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever." Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever, and Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever, and gave their land for an heritage, for his mercy endureth forever, even a heritage unto Israel his servant, for his mercy endureth forever. Here in verses 10 through 22, we see some specific mentions of victories that he won for Israel, where there could be no mistake, it was a mighty victory of God. No one else could have the credit for those. Sometimes, you know, doubt can creep into your heart, and you look back, and sometimes you can question perhaps if God really did work, or perhaps it was just by chance or something like that. You know, Satan wants you to question whether you ever did get saved or whether you ever did really know God, and discount the working of God in your life. Try to account it to mere imagination or perhaps just happenstance. Whatever he can do to get your faith to dissolve and disbelief to rule in your spirit, Satan is going to do it. But for Israel, there could be no doubt that God had brought them out of Egypt into the promised land. The evidence was too great to be explained away. It was clear that God had given them the land. But wait, we're not done with the chapter yet. Verse 23 said, "Who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever, and hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever." In those last four verses, it brings home the thought that God wasn't simply faithful to our forefathers, but today, right now, God is still faithful in showing mercy to each one of us. There's not a person I'm speaking to this morning that God has not shown mercy to. No matter who you are or where you are spiritually, God can save your soul, God can cleanse your heart from sin, and he can fill you with his Holy Spirit. How about you? How's your soul? Where are you at? Or perhaps this morning, do you know someone who needs to hear this message? If you are as low as you possibly think you can get, verse 23 applies to you. And remember, it says, "Who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever." If you're losing the battle and there's no place to turn, the next verse applies to you. It says, "And hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever." If you're hungry and everything you've tried has failed you, verse 25 applies to you. It says, "Who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever." If you've been blessed by God, verse 26 applies to you. It says, "O give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever." I trust that this week you'll have the opportunity to share this with someone, that we serve a God whose mercy endureth forever.
When I see a lost sinner kneel at the cross, from down in my spirit comes a thunderous applause. It's hard to contain how I feel, because I still remember what it's like to be lost. I'm still not over that I'm under the blood. I can't get past I know what I was, but I just can't get over that I'm under the blood. From the depths of my prison, where I was enslaved, the King of came into this place. And though I was guilty, he took all my blame. My sins have found rest. I know where I came from, and I know what I was, but I just can't get over that I'm under the blood.
This morning, my friend, do you personally know the power of God at work in your life? You know, our time for this program is quickly coming to a close, but if you ever have a question about how to be saved or a spiritual matter, we would love to talk with you and share Jesus with you in person. You can stop by today during regular service times at 10:30 this morning or 6 o'clock tonight, or you can always call our church office and set up an appointment. The number is 717-273-3690. Or send us an email at lebgmc@gmail.com. We'd be delighted to help you in any way that we can and point you to our Jesus. If you're attending the Lebanon Parade this Saturday, watch for our buses and our bus captains as they're passing out information about our church and candy for the kids. If you need a ride to church, we offer multiple buses to cover most of the city of Lebanon each Sunday morning. If you enjoy a good story, you should try out our Dial-A-Story program. You can find a new story each week by calling 717-273-4561 and listen to a story geared for children. That's 717-273-4561. I'm Pastor Joel, wishing you a very blessed week. And remember, when it comes to our God, His mercy endureth forever.
Thank you. what he says he does. I can trust him because my God never has failed me. Sometimes my heart's filled with questions.
What?